Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Do you know God? How would you rate the intimacy of your relationship with Him? Do you know His will for your life? Our scripture this week comes from Mark 11 verses 22 to 24. Jesus replied, "Have faith in God constantly. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. For this reason I am telling you, whatever thing you ask for in prayer in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them and they will be given to you." In our scripture this week, Jesus teaches us the critical importance of faith in God our Father. Hebrews 11:1 describes faith as follows. "Now faith is the assurance, the title deed or confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses." The King James Version Dictionary defines faith as the assent of the mind or understanding to the truth of what God has revealed. It's the simple belief of God's Word, the Bible, of the being and perfections of God, and of the existence, character, and doctrines of Christ. Our faith in God, therefore, relies on how well we know Him and His will for our lives. So let us be determined this week to draw closer to God. Jesus is our model. All that He is and all that He did while on earth flowed from having an intimate relationship with God, His Father. We cannot wholeheartedly believe in God or trust His unconditional love and perfect plans for us if we do not know Him, His character, His will, and His Word. Our faith is ultimately rooted in our knowledge of God. This knowledge is shaped by us spending time with Him, studying the Bible, praying and worshipping. Undoubting faith is only possible if we know the will of God. The closer we get to God, knowing Him more intimately, the better we'll understand His plans and purpose for our lives, and the more confident we will be in praying according to His will. And let's thank God that He has already given us all that we need to live the lives He predestined for us. As we read in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, "For His divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness, through true and personal knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence." I want to leave us with two important questions this week. Will our prayers be different if we pray according to who we know God is, based on an intimate relationship with Him? And will our prayers be different if they are not focused only on our own needs, wants, and struggles, but on knowing God's will for our lives and believing that He has already granted us whatever we may need to succeed in living the lives He predestined for us? Let us pray together. Father God, we worship and honor You. Thank You for the reminder and realization that our faith in You is built on an intimate relationship with You. Please help us to spend adequate time in Your Word, in prayer and in worship. Help us to act on the truth that You reveal to us. Father, we realize that without faith, it is impossible to walk with You and to please You. We declare today that we believe in You and we give all our passion and strength to seek You above all else. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.